Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to chat about investing and also politics a bit in the show this week. In the next couple of hours, going to start out the show talking more about politics. I have a gentleman on the line with me right now whose name is Robert Merry. Robert has written a very, very interesting book, which will be out on June 26th, published by Simon & Schuster. It's called Where They Stand, The American Presidents in the Eyes of Voters and Historians. Before we get into some current issues, Bob, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about the book. From what I've read so far, it's a very, very valuable read. Tell us about it.
Well, it's designed to be a fun read, and I hope maybe a chatty read, but primarily it's about how presidents fail and succeed and how we assess their performance. And I think if there's a fresh insight, I like to think there is at least one fresh insight in the book, it is that we really can't assess presidential performance without taking into account the contemporaneous judgment of the electorate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of polls have been conducted of historians in terms of who are the greats and who are the mediocrities and who are the abject failures,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. And that's a body of that's an index in terms of how these presidents stand. But what I say in the book, and it makes for a kind of an interesting comparison, is, okay, fine, but let's look at what the voters were saying. How did the party do 2 years into his presidency? Was he reelected or was he not reelected?
Mm-hmm.
If he was reelected, mm-hmm. did his party retain control of the presidency after his second term? And so I go into all of that sort of thing by way of throwing in the contemporaneous judgment of the electorate.
And also, I would imagine, a fair amount of historical research on your part.
Well, I had to really look at all the presidents.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of what the historian said about him and then what the electorate said. So, yeah, and in the course of doing that, I encountered a lot of marvelous stories about these guys, some of them quite heroic and some of them much less so,
mm-hmm.
and makes for some interesting reading, I hope.
You know, it's interesting, but the general consensus among our audience is of late, that particular office has, in some of our listeners' opinions, and in my opinion to an extent, diminished in stature. And, you know, I'm an old guy of sorts, and my values are a little different today than they were, let's say, 20 years ago. But, you know, I have this discussion numerous times with listeners, either on our blog or on the phone or in person at the shows, you know, where I speak, and a lot of people are saying, you know, there's just some stuff going on and has been going on that we really think is just not right. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, let's give your opinion, if you would, of, let's say, the current president and his two predecessors, just based on what you know.
Well, we don't have history's judgment, but we certainly have the contemporaneous judgment of the electorate. So let's take a look at our current president, Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I say in the book, I mean, I basically critique his first 2 years, mm-hmm. and then there's not much beyond that I was able to get into the book a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that the guy flubbed the midterm exams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any time that a sitting president is subjected to a shellacking, as he called it, on the part of the voters 2 years into his presidency, the voters clearly are telling him that they don't like where he's going.
Right.
They don't like what he's doing, and so he flubbed it. Now, whether he is positioned to do better on the final is an open question. I have to say that I think that he's on the cusp. He has not been an abject failure. I would say that if you tried to compare him to Jimmy Carter, for example,
mm-hmm,
in 1980, mm-hmm. Jimmy Carter had many, many more problems from an electoral standpoint in his presidency than Barack Obama. But Barack Obama has some pretty serious ones. Everyone knows the economy.
Mm-hmm.
He has got a potential scandal in this leak situation that
right.
I think could become very, very bad.
I do too.
You know, in terms of foreign policy, he has deftly attempted to extricate us from a couple of wars that were unpopular, but he still has Afghanistan kind of hanging over his head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's take it to his predecessor. Now, I think George Bush, I don't comment on people's my view of their character, but I have to say, in terms of George Bush, you know, as my oldest daughter, who is a card-carrying Democrat, said, you know, I basically think that deep down inside, he's a good man. Now, having said that, there were a lot of things that occurred during those 8 years that I think were detrimental to the country.
Well, I have to say I agree with you on that. With regard to George Bush, one of the things I say in the book mm-hmm. is that the voters and the historians look at the presidents in two very different ways. The historians look at their entire work. Mm-hmm. In other words, however long they were in the office, they assess what they did. The voters look at these guys in four-year increments. That's how they were invited by the Constitution, by mm-hmm. the Founding mm-hmm. Fathers, to mm-hmm. assess the presidents. They
right.
have hiring and firing authority.
Right.
And so every two-term president has to be looked at in terms of each term. And I would say that the first term was a mild success.
Mm-hmm.
He took us to war. And he didn't get bogged down in a war that was problematical for the American people by the time of the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
The economy was percolating fairly well, in mm-hmm. my own view, because of the tax cuts that he initiated mm-hmm. early in his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any major scandal. We didn't have blood in the streets. There weren't demonstrations that
right.
led to people being wounded or hurt or killed.
Right.
And so the American people gave him another lease on the White House. His second term was a disaster.
Yeah.
Because that war turned sour and he didn't know what to do about it. And then it turned out that it was based on rather sort of flimsy philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about whether there were weapons of mass destruction. I'm talking about the whole concept of
mm-hmm.
creating democracy in the Middle East, which
mm-hmm.
was abysmally foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And the economy turned very, very sour. And, you know, you have to say he didn't govern as a conservative. He never used the veto power except in very, very rare instances to rein in spending.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care about that. Karl Rove was telling him that spending was a way for him to transform the Republican Party into a majority party. It turned out to be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't disagree. You know, I think that anybody who, getting back to your book, I think that anybody who attains that particular office, you'd have to say they're very bright, interesting people, you know, to be put in that position. But having said that, based on your research and, you know, based on your level of acumen in this particular area, of all time, who do you think were the two most interesting presidents?
Well, interesting or great? I mean, that's gets an interesting question. I mean, you could argue that Herbert Hoover was an interesting guy, but he was not a successful president. Let me, if I could, tell you who I consider to be the greats, the leaders of
wonderful.
Destiny, as I call them.
Wonderful.
And these people, who they meet a three-way test. Number
mm-hmm.
one, they have to be consistently ranked by historians at a
mm-hmm.
very high level.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they have to be two-term presidents succeeded by their own party, because
mm-hmm.
that's the highest index of success
sure.
in terms of the electorate. And then the third test, which I impose because I am arrogant and shameless, is that they have to have really transformed the political landscape of America and set the country on a new direction. Who are those presidents?
Give me the top
six.
Three. We got a minute.
Okay, well, Washington, Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln, T.R., and F.D.R.
Okay, are the tops. That's interesting, you know, because you're kind of going, you're showing me that you're an independent thinker, because you've kind of got both sides of the aisle there in, you know, as I understand where these guys are coming from philosophically. You really do. And I have to say, Robert, I really commend you for that. I think that's really interesting. You guys out there, let me just say this. You need to pick up a copy. You don't need to do anything, but I would suggest you pick up a copy of Robert's book. It's called Where They Stand, The American Presidents in the Eyes of Voters and Historians. Bob, thank you so much, my friend.
My pleasure. Enjoy it.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Bob Mary is truly, truly an interesting guy. And I have to say, I'm really looking forward to reading his book. Check it out. Okay, I have a lady on the line with me right now who I happen to think along, and Bill Murphy shares my opinion, so I guess it makes my opinion valid, that she's one of the brightest independent thinkers out there, Ellen Brown. Ellen just posted an article on Bill's website, La Metropole Cafe. The article is entitled, "The JPM Derivatives Popping Up U.S. Debt." Ellen, what's that all about?
Well, Jamie Dimon, a week ago and this week, was supposedly hauled on the carpet before the Senate and the House to be grilled, supposedly, on this $3 billion that they lost with the... And, in fact, it turned out to be sort of a love fest between... it was so blatant that Jon Stewart did a spoof on it,
yeah.
And Matt Taibbi wrote an article on called "The Senators Grovel, Embarrass Themselves at Dimon Hearing."
Mm-hmm.
So the question is why? I mean, the obvious answer is that J.P. Morgan funds all their campaigns, so of course they need the money.
In my opinion, that is really sick. I think that is so sad. You know, it's another nail in the coffin, for lack of better terms. And I'm not disagreeing with you, Ellen. I agree with you 100%. I agree with where you're going 100%.
Then there was a deeper explanation that was provided by Jim Willey and Rob Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Kirby writes for La Metropole, and that's where I first became familiar with his work and was quite impressed with his deep insights. So it seems that J.P. Morgan has $57 trillion in interest rate swaps. And the only party that's large enough to be the counterparty on these swaps is, Rob Kirby thinks it's the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which is this very mysterious, dark entity that's it's not even an office. I mean, it's just a fund that's there to keep the dollar stable, supposedly, which means, in other words, we don't want it being devalued relative to other currencies.
Right.
Exactly what would happen if the interest rate went up on U.S. bonds. So we have to keep the interest rate at close to zero, which is where it is right now in the short-term bonds or securities, in order to not only to salvage the dollar, but also the taxpayers are already paying half of our personal income tax bill goes to paying the interest on the debt. So if the interest rate even just doubled, which is, you know, like went up to 1% or something like that, it would wipe out the taxpayers. So you could argue the whole economy is riding on J.P. Morgan supporting this thing like Prometheus. I mean, it sounds quite heroic. But then if you look closely at all the things that J.P. Morgan has done, I mean, there's so many things that they could get them on criminal behavior. Like one obvious one one blatant one that I wrote about quite a while ago in 2008 was that they got $55 billion from the New York Fed to buy Bear Stearns for pennies on the dollar. When Bear Stearns, and what they put up for collateral was Bear Stearns' own assets. Well, if Bear Stearns had the assets, they could have gotten the loan themselves and should have gotten the loan themselves. So Jamie Dimon at that time sat on the board of the New York Fed. I mean, why is it that you can be regulating your own company? And he owned millions of dollars worth of stock in that company. So it was a clear conflict of interest, and there's a statute against that, and it makes violations a felony.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody who will call him on it. Nobody will prosecute because they're afraid or for some reason. He was wearing presidential cufflinks, which several commentators remarked on. I mean, what did he mean by that? It had the seal of the president on his cufflinks.
You know, a lot of our listeners, as you know, are more than a little concerned about what's going on in a potential alliance, Ellen, between the financial community and the federal government. And I think it's really frightening. Now, the interesting question is, in reality, okay, what choice? I mean, I would maintain that the economy has gotten to the point where there really are only two choices. The house has to be torn down and rebuilt, or the can has to continue to be kicked down the road. And the only way that the can continue to be kicked down the road when the can has gotten to be as heavy as it is if there is the, you know, some ultimately large power providing that kick. And I think it's very, very rational to assume that, you know, a correlation between the federal government and the financial community actually is in existence, and that's what's causing all of this to go on. And the problem with that, in my mind, is that I think that there's some action that I would call criminal that's coming out of that. I mean, I've asked myself for a lot of years, why haven't a lot of the, you know, criminals, in my mind anyway, who have broken laws, why haven't more of them been called to task and called to pay for their actions? I mean, you know, there were a lot of Bernie Madoffs out there. You think I'm nuts?
No, I totally agree. An obvious entity that was set up that was a partnership between the government and the big banks was the President's Working Group on Financial Markets set up under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, well, the Plunge Protection Team, it's called colloquially.
Mm-hmm.
And there, that the express purpose of that was to get the banks to step up and manipulate markets to stabilize the market, which means if you're manipulating the market, you do not have a free market. There's no such thing as a free market today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it sounds sort of good. At least we don't have a 1929-style crash on our hands. They keep propping it up. But it means that, well, let's say you're buying silver or gold or something that normally would be a very good investment when other things are bad investments, but it doesn't work that way because the market is manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, even people with money have no security because you don't know which way the market's going to go. I mean, it's not only the 99% that everybody, you know, it's not only the bottom half that are getting squeezed out, but mm-hmm. the top half are also, I mean, your money's in jeopardy. So who dares even gamble anymore? Everybody's on the sidelines, which means there's no money out there to keep the economy going.
You know, unfortunately, that's I think what this country has gotten to, and I'm amazed that the level of awareness of this issue isn't as high in society as it is, you know, among the folks who listen to this particular show, because people who listen to this show have shown how bright they are, how astute and aware they are, you know, by the 100 or better comments that we get on our blog each and every single day. There's some real concern out there, and you know, I want to give you some credit, and that is that, you know, it takes some real courage, in my opinion, to stand up and do some of the writing that you're doing, Ellen. Always appreciate you being on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I got my buddy Roger Wiegand on the line with me. Roger's a newsletter writer of renown, for lack of better terms. Got a newsletter called Trader Tracks. He's starting to branch out a little bit and do a little bit more. I'm happy to see that because Roger's got some really, really interesting things to say. He certainly is a valuable addition to this particular program. Roger's also a neighbor of ours, just for what it's worth. Listen, Rog, I got a question for you. There's some really interesting news coming out right now about what's going on in Europe. Friday morning, the French and the Spanish and the Germans and the Italians announced that they had reached another accord in terms of how to keep the can bouncing on down the road, if a can that heavy can even bounce anymore. I am personally very, very concerned, to say the least, about what's going on in Europe and how that affects investing around the world. I'm very, very pessimistic right now about the situation over there. What's your take on it, Raj?
Well, I'm very pessimistic, too, because while they claim they've got the answers, there are no real answers. The answer that I think the folks have come up with, those that you mentioned, all those countries and central banks, the IMF, World Bank, etc., those people are generally looking to Germany's credit to lift them all up and help them. And they really can't do that, Al, because it's constitutionally not permitted. I mean, realistically, the German citizens have to vote on this stuff, some of the things that these others are asking them to do, to give handouts. It's not permitted by the rules in the Constitution and the Parliament, Germany. So Christine Lagarde was asking for all kinds of help, and her push was generally a suggestion that would, in fact, go beyond what the Germans are really permitted to do constitutionally. She's saying that a determined and forceful move toward complete European monetary union should be reaffirmed in order to restore faith. At the moment, the viability of the European monetary system is questioned. No kidding. Certainly it's questioned because these countries have spent too much money for too long. They're running out of credit. The biggest problem they've got, and we've been talking about this like a broken record for 6 years, is that when the bond market gets pushed to the limit, that's when the game is over. And I can see the end of the road right now. I can see the bond market at a point in time where they keep piling more bonds on more bonds, and there's no more buyers for all this paper. It's gotten to the point where it's absolutely ridiculous, where some of the bonds that are being offered, people are buying them and actually paying for the privilege of storing money just in an effort to try to protect it. People are really stressed because they're worried about risk right now more than anything, and the risk is not diminishing. It's growing faster and faster. In addition to that, Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti said that we have 1 week to save the Eurozone. That's pretty strong talk. He said that there's no more room for failure in these talks between the single currency's big four countries. He's talking about Germany, Italy, Spain, and France. And the truth be known, France is in a lot worse shape than a lot of people realize. And the big surprise that I received here just a few days ago was that somebody showed me in an email a comparison of the debts and obligations of the biggest countries in Europe. And surprise, surprise, the one that looked the worst, at least in that discussion, was the UK. And now we hear last night, we put it in our newsletter that came out this morning, that there was a run on a bank in Europe, and that people had a big mess in that they couldn't take money in or out of this bank. And it is creating a big consternation out there, a big problem. So, you know, this thing is getting worse. It's not getting better. And I would have to agree that Mr. Monti's right. They don't have too much time to get this thing cleaned up.
Well, here's an interesting comment. You know, in a meeting that happened in Italy, Angela Merkel, Monti, the French president and the Spanish prime minister said that they would lobby their European Union partners to accept a growth plan, okay, worth as much as 162 billion U.S. dollars, 130 billion euros, or about 1% of the region's economic output. Here's the rub. They didn't give specifics about the plan or how it would be financed. I mean, Raj, I got to tell you, in terms of turmoil, I mean, it just doesn't get any worse than this. In my lifetime, I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but in my lifetime, I have certainly never, ever, ever seen it as bad as this, for lack of better terms. Now, having said that, you know, the question that I have is, okay, what does this do for investors? You know, I have to go back to the old saw of precious metals. What do you say?
No, I totally agree with that. And the precious metals group, as a collective group right now, have been very discouraged by both the shares and the valuations of gold and silver for the past several months. But I view this year as kind of like a downer year, just like the year 2008, put upon us. Just three some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, we came out of that once. We'll come out of it again.
Sure.
And as you mentioned, our friend Jim Turk thinks we're about to see a rally. And I rechecked the charts to see my timing after you mentioned that yesterday. And I have to agree with him. I think that it's imminently close. I think it may not be, you know, today, this weekend, Monday, but certainly by the end of this month of June, and today is, you know, we're headed toward the last week of June, so we're pretty close. You know, you can't call tops and bottoms, it'd be perfect, but,
yeah.
But these charts are saying that there's some basing going on in both gold and silver. They're not selling off to the degree that it's looking any worse,
mm-hmm.
And contrary to that, we're looking at some things that are very positive. Now, it's hard for folks to be positive after getting beat down so hard over several weeks. But that's just the way we see it technically on the charts right now, Al.
You know, what I find to be the million-dollar question right now, and I'm thinking about this, unfortunately, more and more often, and that is, what exactly is the degree of the inevitable economic blow-up? And I'm not just talking about Europe. I'm talking about internationally. What's the actual degree, the size, the magnitude of that thing going to really be? I mean, are we going to have a situation that is worse, perhaps, than the 1930s? What do you think?
Well, I think we're looking at a situation that perhaps is something like the 1930s right now, but it is being masked over, covered up, smothered over, so to speak, by a lot of the media and the fact that there's artificial manipulation in some of these markets. I would say most of the markets. So to put it out there straight, the numbers are inaccurate. Things are a lot worse than people are discussing. We're looking now at 22-23% unemployment. Mm-hmm. They claim 25-30% in the 30s. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I also would like to say, and I say this very strongly, this is not the end of the world, although we may end up in a world war for a big jobs program within a year or two.
Possibly.
But you look at history, and you know, recessions and depressions come and go. Nations remain, for the most part, most currencies remain and continue. Some fall away. People say the U.S. dollar right now is headed for a demise because some of the trading between Brazil and China, for example, is going to go from their currency to the other, cutting out the U.S. dollar in the middle as a reserve currency. Well, I technically on the chart, and our friend Bob McHugh is also a good chartist and a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, we both agree on our charting that we think the dollar can go higher, but ultimately the dollar would get cut back a lot based upon inflation and perhaps hyperinflation, taking the index price on the U.S. dollar back to 45, 46, or 40. A 50% retracement would be 40 from the 80, which is the magnet number for the U.S. dollar.
Well, here's the interesting point. Here's the interesting point here. We got to close out this segment because we're running out of time here. But here's the interesting point, and that is, you know, the United States has basically booted Iran out of the SWIFT system. That's not going to do any good. That's a general consensus. Why is it not going to do any good? Because you got China, you got Russia, you got other countries that are continuing to trade with Iran because they need the product. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report. Glad you are joining me, particularly our newest listeners, you folks down in Portland, Oregon, listening on radio station KUIK. Got Rick Ackerman on the line with me right now. Rick is one of the best technical analysts who I know. And Rick and I think, are on the surface initially disagreeing on one concept, and that is Rick feels that from a technical standpoint, we're going to see the price of gold go down, specifically on the August contracts. We're going to see it go, August futures, I should say, we're going to see it down at $14.97. My personal feeling is hard for me to swallow that, only because I've never seen such a great time from a fundamental standpoint for gold to appreciate in value, for lack of better terms. Now, I want to get an explanation from Rick as to why he feels this way, because he has certainly been involved in this for as long as I have, and he's a very bright guy, and he doesn't just shoot from the hip unless he's got some fairly serious backup ammunition, for lack of better terms. Rick, why exactly do you feel that we're going to see gold go down in price?
Well, mainly it's from the technical standpoint. I look at charts with patterns that have A, B, C, D configurations. I look for an A, B, what I call an impulse leg, and then I look for a corrective B, C, and then a C, D follow-through that's equal to A, B. So in very simple terms, lining up my A's, B's, C's, and D's, they project gold down to 1497.40, as you mentioned, basis the August contract. And ultimately, I depend on technicals more than fundamentals. It's not that you can't get a handle on the facts, but sometimes when you put all the facts together, the logic that comes out of them is too complicated to get a handle on the markets. And, of course, we know it's not necessarily the facts that drive things up and down. It's the perception of facts, and that's what's really so hard to estimate, to judge. So I don't disagree with you that looking globally at a monetary blowout that's going on around the world, that gold is very bullish. But for some reason, it's not trading above $2,000 an ounce when it should be. When you start to think of possible reasons, one to me is that all that's going on right now in the real world is very deflationary, or at least the outcome is proving to be deflationary. That means no matter how much stimulus you put into the system, you're in a deflationary sinkhole right now. It's most evident in Europe. As much as they can stimulate, they're not managing to inflate much of anything. So you can talk about the inflationary effects of a monetary blowout, but it's really not money. It's I call it credit, and it's unactualized credit at that. It's credit that nobody wants or needs. And so we're really not getting much inflationary bang or getting no inflationary bang for the buck other than in certain financial assets.
And, you know, I've been around for a long, long time. I mean, I was certainly not alive during the Depression, et cetera. But, you know, when I was born in the 40s, things were really on the mend, for lack of better terms. It just strikes me that with all the stuff that's going on, fundamentally, I mean, I haven't seen a time ever that has been as positive an environment for gold and silver as we have right now. And yet you're thinking that we're going to see, you know, a drop into the 1400s for gold. I need some explanation, for lack of better terms.
Well, I think that you're right. There are a lot of things that are very positive for gold right now. And even looking back into the 1940s, you might have guessed that it doesn't get any better, or it couldn't get any better, because we've got essentially a monetary blowout globally. But you have to consider the quality of the money and its nature. And it hasn't been money per se. It's been a credit blowout.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's becoming more obvious that all the credit in the world isn't achieving its stated or its ostensible goal, which is to inflate, for one, the housing market. But failing that, of course, inflate the financial markets, that has worked somewhat. So we've got this huge global attempt to reinflate a debt-deflating global economy, and it's simply not working. And I think that overall you see that in these huge forces between inflation and deflation, that deflation is winning.
So maybe I misunderstood you then. Are you saying that gold in absolute terms is going to go down in price, but relative to the various currencies around the world, that's not going to happen? And it is perhaps a good place to be in terms of an insurance policy, what have you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've never felt otherwise. You know, regardless of how you argue the inflation-deflationary conundrum,
mm-hmm.
I've always thought very confidently that gold and silver would hold their purchasing power relative to all other classes of assets. So I think if you hold gold and silver, you'll be fine, as long as you don't get this idea that it's going to be worth $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 an ounce in current dollars.
I understand that, and I think that's a very, very important point. Now that I understand what you're saying, we had a bit of a disagreement, at least a bit of a disagreement on my part, in the sense that I view gold not in absolute terms, but I view gold relative, its value as relative to currencies. And I would have to say that that's the reason that I buy gold and silver, is because it to me is a hedge against economic catastrophe. And I think you're agreeing with that. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But I think that implicitly a lot of people who hoard gold for that worse than rainy day,
mm-hmm.
are thinking that they're going to take gold, they're going to convert it into, I don't know what medium, maybe gold directly going into something that will do them some good, like, let's say, farmland.
Yeah.
And the idea is that you'll have a couple of Krugerrands that could buy you a whole farm.
Yeah.
And I question whether in the crisis that's still looming, which could happen precipitously,
yes, it could,
that anybody will have the chance to go through that process, you know, of taking the gold and converting it into something that, so to speak, you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think gold has to be part of a rainy day portfolio.
Yeah.
You really should keep some coins around. And I think in the worst crisis imaginable, where, let's say, the banks close for an unexpected holiday,
mm-hmm.
When they reopen, you can probably appreciate the fact that, the credit card system will not function because there are there's a daisy chain of clearing relationships that make it possible for you to go out and use a credit card. So I have a very strong feeling that cash, $5, $10, $20 bills are going to be the coin of the realm if something really horrible happens.
Well, I think a lot of people have said that, and but I don't think that that's necessarily going to be a long-term phenomenon, but I think it definitely will be in the short term. I think probably a good place to be in cash, and we've talked about that on the show before, you know, and the type of cash would be the general consensus among the folks involved on this show would be either the U.S. dollar or the Canadian dollar. But basically you're saying that you do believe that in a component of a portfolio, that gold and silver really does need to be there. Is that right?
Absolutely. But you can see that that doesn't necessarily extend, or so far it hasn't extended felicitously to people who hold gold shares. You know, there's no question that the cheapest buy you can get on gold right now is the gold held in the ground by some mining company.
Right.
And yet, you know, that the mining stocks really haven't participated in the move in the underlying metal.
To a very large extent, they have not. That's correct. I mean, I talk about my portfolio a lot on this program, and I have to say that I am up in at least 50% of the cases, you know, of the shares that we hold here in the family. We're up there, and I'm glad I made that investment. And in the shares that we're down, you know, I mean, I guess my rationale is, you know, I've got a tax loss that will probably do me some good. You know, Rick, I think what we're dealing with here, and we've discussed this in almost every single segment of the show, is that we are in uncharted waters, and people really, really need to keep their powder dry, keep their wits about them, because we're not getting what we need, for lack of better terms, in terms of a financial direction, and that is on an international basis. And it will be very, very interesting for me to see exactly where we are at in sometime between the next, let's say, 5 to 20 years. I don't think it's going to be a good spot. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear more about, find out more about Rick Ackerman, click on the banner on our website, Rick's Picks. It's on our homepage. Stick around for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic, plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.